You're listening to the 2010 SCAC Women's Basketball Media Day. Today I'm joined by junior forward Becky Litchin of Colorado College. And Becky, you know, first of all, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Becky, last year the CC Tigers were 12-13, 6-10 in SCAC play. Just talk about what your team learned as they went through the season last year.
I mean, last season we had a lot of close games that we didn't finish, and so I think our record doesn't necessarily reflect how we played, but nonetheless, we need to finish the close games. And so we have a lot of returners this year, and I think some of those close losses are ingrained in our brains, and so we'll be looking for a little bit of revenge this year.
You lose a couple of players in graduation, like Elise Hansberry and Collier Klieg. And now as an upperclassman, just talk about how you sort of stepped up as a leader on this basketball team.
Usually, as a leader, I'm not very vocal, and so I think this year I'm trying to step into more of a vocal role on the team. I like to lead by example, come in every day, work hard, and hope that that rubs off. But I think with such a young team, it's good to have a leader on the court who can kind of direct traffic and keep the tempo up and keep the positive energy up. So that's what I'm trying to do this year.
Top offensive scoring offensive team from a year ago, the Tigers were averaging just over 74 points per game. How do you guys continue that trend this year?
We're playing up tempo very much like we did last year. Get the ball out of the net quick and go. Our offense is really fun. It's once again fast paced, and we have so many people who can score. I think that is like the biggest thing. But this year, we're trying to focus on keeping our turnovers down, and then also keeping the other team's score down, because while we would score a lot last year, so would the other team. So that's going to be huge for us.
The Tigers were second in the league a year ago with 16.2 offensive rebounds per game. Just talk about the importance of offensive rebounds, you know, crashing the glass and having a second chance opportunity points during the game.
I think that's huge for us, especially because last year we had such a good rebounding team, but we weren't bigger, and so it's all about hard work and hustle. And I think that the identity of our team last year and this year is going to be that we're feisty, we're going to outwork you, and I think that rebounds, and particularly offensive rebounds, really reflect that statistically, because basically to be a good rebounder, you just have to work harder. There's not much skill involved, I would say.
Talk about what it's like playing under head coach Liz Dorn. You know, what can our listeners expect to see out of a Coach Dorn-led basketball team?
First and foremost, she likes to play fast, and she's been being that into us the first weeks of practice. Also, she just expects that at all times everyone's working hard. And I think that's really her mentality, and that's the mentality she wants us all to have. And she also is big on defense.
Again, you're listening to the 2010 SCAC Women's Basketball Media Day. Today I'm joined by junior forward Becky Litchin of Colorado College. And Becky, what's been the biggest surprise you've seen in your team as you guys have gone through preseason and practice getting prepared for the season?
I think the biggest surprise would be how much our post play has improved. We have two freshmen that are over 6 feet, and then we also have a sophomore transfer who's over 6 feet. And so I think just from the three of them and their size and their physical presence in the lane has been huge for us. It's going to help us with post defense, and also just having a player on the block who can bang. I think that'll change our game a little bit this year, and it'll be super helpful, especially on the defensive end.
You had a sensational sophomore year, Becky, averaging 16.4 points, 8.8 rebounds, and 2.4 assists per contest. Talk about what you did in the offseason and worked hard in order to become a better basketball player.
In the offseason, I really focused on extending my range, just getting repetitions on my shot. And also I worked a lot on ball handling, especially my left hand. During the summer, I would play pickup with guys, which I think was very helpful because I couldn't just out-muscle them or, you know, get my way into the lane. So that really helped me to see the floor and drive and dish rather than drive with my head down, which I feel like I kind of did last year. So those are the things that I worked on this summer.
Incoming freshman class, talk about the way they've developed so far, how they've taken to the team, and do you feel like that coach has brought in some girls that can make an immediate impact on the team this year?
Yeah, we have a senior who's new to the team this year who's got that feisty defensive mentality that she likes, and then, like I mentioned, the two freshman post and the sophomore transfer post have really fit in quite well to our offense. And I think what's great about those three is while they are taller and they are good posts, they also can play outside and they can run. They're not big slow posts by any means, so I think that really fits into our game. And then we also have two new guards who are feisty and scrappers, and I think that everyone has really come in and fit in really well with the team.
You know, the SCAC presents so many challenges. Talk about the difficulty of navigating through the SCAC conference schedule and, you know, what makes this league so competitive.
I think the best part and also the most challenging part about the SCAC is that every single team is going to bring a good fight every game. And I also think that all the teams do a really good job of scouting each other. So you'll come into a game and the other team does exactly what you want to do before you even know what you're going to do. I think that's the toughest part. There's really no rest. You never have a game where you can show up and know you're going to win. But I also think that's what makes it so fun because it's such a competitive league.
And finally, Becky, just talk about the goals that the CC Tigers have heading into the 2010-11 season and what two or three things that you and the coaching staff have been working hard at to get better in preparation for the season.
We sat down at the beginning of the season and did a lot of goal setting. So we have long-term goals based on how we want to finish in the conference. You know, we want to totally finish top two on our division and make it to the conference tournament. And then we have more short-term measurable goals for the games. We really want to improve our defense, and that will be shown in how many points we can hold the other teams to. We want to be a good rebounding team like we were last year. We want to keep our turnovers down but still play fast-paced. And also get our assists up because we have such a versatile team.
Junior forward Becky Litchin, a native of Lake Oswego, Oregon, and a member of the Colorado College Tigers basketball team. Again, the Tigers open up their 2010-11 campaign November 17th at home against Mesa State College. Becky, thanks again so much for your time, and best of luck moving forward throughout the season.
Thank you.